Hi, I'm Jackie Best Crow, the managing editor and host of Oddcast. Today I'm here with Dr. David Kimberly, past chair of the Dental Insurance Working Group, and we're going to be talking about how the Dental Insurance Working Group can help you address dental insurance disputes. Dr. Kimberly, can you tell us more about the Dental Insurance Working Group and what it is?
Absolutely, Jackie. First of all, thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure to share this information with our members. The Dental Insurance Working Group is a small group of concerned member dentists that work with the Council on Dental Care Dental Practice, and that subset of people meet every other Tuesday, or every second Tuesday of the month, in a phone conference, and we discuss dental insurance issues as they are submitted by our member dentists.
If a dentist has a dispute with a dental insurance company, what's the first step that they should take?
Well, the first step they should take is to try and resolve the issue one-on-one with the insurance company. I know that can be frustrating, but usually if you have a good communication with the insurance company and you understand your contract, the issues can be resolved at that level. If for some reason that's not the case and there can't be a resolution, contact the Dental Insurance Working Group by contacting Mr. Christopher Moore at the ODA and make sure that you let them know that you are a member dentist. And Christopher will gather the information needed to present to the group.
And what happens once the dentist submits information to the Dental Insurance Working Group?
Once the information is submitted, it's distributed to the interested parties, specifically the volunteers on the Dental Insurance Working Group. And we take 3 to 4 days prior to our meeting to review the x-rays, review the charts, and review as much of the information as Chris can share with us. At that time, we have our meeting, and there are usually 3 to 4 cases a month that we discuss. And we have different perspectives based on our different trainings, and we discuss each individual case and usually try and come up with some type of resolution or some type of plan to resolve the issue.
So, Dr. Kimberly, what are the possible outcomes that the Dental Insurance Working Group can take?
Okay, Jackie. Well, there are a number of possible outcomes, and ideally what we'd like to see is a resolution through the Dental Working Group's interactions with the interested parties. We'd like to have the insurance company and the dentist come to a mutually agreed position where both parties are satisfied. And ideally, that's what we're aiming for. The other possible outcome is for the Dental Insurance Working Group individuals to guide the interested parties in order to facilitate a mutually agreeable resolution to the issue. Specifically, we would ask the member dentist to maybe give us some more information that we can share with the insurance company to help move the process along, or we can ask the insurance company, what exactly do we need to give to you in order to satisfy your requirements so that the claims can be paid? If we can't get a resolution, and that happens sometimes, we like to share with the member dentist information that will help us prevent this issue from occurring in the future. We find quite frequently that it's a error of omission in documentation or in pre-planning that causes the majority of the issues. And then the least favorable outcome would be us to request that the dentist or the patient refer these matters to the Department of the Ohio Department of Insurance. And we try and minimize that as much as possible. That would be a way to address the issue through regulatory processes. And that's our least favorable outcome.
Yeah. So what kind of things has the Dental Insurance Working Group addressed in the past?
Well, it's varied. We see all types of issues, but primarily what we see are denial of benefits, primarily because no pre-authorization was asked. Quite frequently, the dentist in their zeal to provide good quality dental care in a timely fashion, they do not jump through the hoops required of a dental insurance company. So pre-authorization is the primary thing that we deal with.
Okay.
Currently, the Dental Insurance Working Group is addressing the issue with scaling and root plating. We're having quite a few dentists and periodontists that are performing 4 quadrants of scaling and root plating, and they are across the board being blanket denied reimbursement. So we're in the process of working with Delta Dental to find out exactly what information they need and what we can tell our member dentists to make certain that this doesn't happen in the future.
So do you see the dental insurance working group as a benefit to membership in organized dentistry?
There is no question that it is one of the major benefits of being involved in organized dentistry. Being a member of the ODA has many benefits, but chief among them is the ability to have concerned member dentists working on your behalf with the insurance companies, and to have the weight of the ODA behind the letters that we send to insurance companies, it's substantial.
So member dentists who would like to utilize the working group can submit their question, concern, or request for assistance along with any supporting documentation to the Ohio Dental Association. It can be faxed at 614-486-3081, or you can email it to chrism@oda.org, and you'll just want to make sure that you redact any information that would identify a specific patient. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Jackie, it's been more than my pleasure. Thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you. The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.